How many of you stay long enough in a job to get your long service leave? According to a new report out today, only about 1 in 4 Australian workers now stay with the same employer for 10 years or more, and that's the prerequisite for getting your long service leave. With the workers' workforce more mobile now, long service leave is becoming an entitlement that fewer workers are receiving. But perhaps it doesn't have to be that way. Imagine if long service became a portable scheme, much like superannuation. That's the proposal from the centre-left public policy think tank, the Mackell Institute. Its executive director is Peter Bentley. He joins me in the breakfast studio. Peter, welcome.
Thank you, Frank. Great to be with you.
Peter, just briefly, how did long service leave come to be in the first place? Because it's a scheme pretty much unique to Australia and New Zealand, isn't
Absolutely.
it?
Absolutely. It's a fascinating thing. So it actually started in the 19th century as a furlough for civil servants after doing a stint of time in what was then the colonies to return to Britain so they could actually safely return to Britain for a period of time and then come back to Australia knowing that their job was safe. And essentially that was then reinvented in the 20th century and expanded into the private sector. So all workers by mid-century essentially had access to long service leave.
And all do, but it's an entitlement that fewer are able to access because we have a more mobile workforce now. If you have to stay in the job for 10 years, but few do these days.
This is exactly the point.
It's quite a rapid change too to our workforce, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's changing because of the way we're working. And many of your listeners will identify it's about 3 out of 4 Australians don't stay with the same employer for a 10-year period. So it's an entitlement that's essentially because of the way we work and the changing nature of our workforce becoming redundant. So what we've kind of called for is we reimagine the furlough in the 20th century to create long service leave. We're saying we should really reimagine this entitlement in the 21st century and change it to accrued service leave so people have access to a break of around 2 months after 10 years in the workforce.
How would the portable scheme that you're talking about, how would that work?
Absolutely. So essentially, we've developed 3 fundamental models and kind of canvassed the pros and cons. But essentially, as you said in your intro, it's really about making it like superannuation. So your long service leave, as opposed to just staying with your employer, would actually follow you around. So after you've worked for a period of around 10 years, you'd have access to around 2 months leave. And the way we're proposing it is essentially similar to superannuation. Your employer would make a small contribution as you're working, and that would build up and essentially follow a worker around.
I can see why that's great for the employee. I don't see why the employer, why the boss would like that, because, you know, long service leave is also these days, certainly in the most of this last century, seen as a reward for loyalty,
for
staying around, and a way to keep your good people with you. If there's none of that incentive, what's in it for the boss?
Absolutely. Well, really, in the past, when we saw a standard working life would be quite feasibly staying with one employer, that was a good incentive for employees. But now, as we know, the overwhelming majority of us will change employers, will change constantly. Mm. And so the benefit
really
for... And
we encourage you to do so. In fact, if you stick around, you're often sledged as a time server or something.
Absolutely. So the benefiting for employers is really having workers have access to this two-month break after a period of time so they can come back with their batteries recharged, refreshed and renewed and be more productive.
But under your scheme, it's possible an employer may have only had the worker for 2 years, why would they think someone after 2 years with them needs 2 months off?
Well, and this is the benefit of our proposals. Our 3 proposals is essentially the employers would be making a very small contribution when the employee is with them. So if someone worked for one employer for, say, 9 years and then changed and moved to a new employer, the new employer would only be paying the equivalent of 1 year into this fund. So they wouldn't be hit for the whole cost, but they'd actually benefit from an employee that's able to take some time off to spend with their family, have a bit of a break and come back refreshed and renewed.
And when you say employers would be putting in small amount, I mean, the scheme would still work currently, where you get your full wage for the 2 months. Is that your proposal?
That's essentially our proposal. Now, one of our models is an accumulation model, which is very similar to superannuation, where a fixed amount would be put in and that would be invested, similar to superannuation.
Oh, and it grows to the point where it can cover your salary.
Exactly, yeah. But our two other models are essentially defined benefits, so you get exactly that two-month period.
And, did you gauge the attitude of employers to this?
Absolutely, and there's actually a number of portable long service leave schemes operating in specific industries now, and the employers in those schemes are very happy with the process. So it's really about looking at the challenges, and there are implementation challenges for employers and employees, and having a discussion about ensuring that it doesn't create more red tape and more of a burden for employers while ensuring we can retain this entitlement.
Apart from being nice to the workforce, though, why would we do this? Is there evidence that long service leave boosts productivity? And on the contrary, is there evidence that employers sometimes let people go or put them on short-term contracts so they can avoid paying them the super?
Yeah, well, to your second question, there isn't a great deal of evidence beyond anecdotal, but because we essentially are, three-quarters of us are moving from job to job before that 10-year period, so that's less of a challenge. Mm-hmm. But there absolutely is evidence that we'd see a productivity benefit from having this sort of entitlement. In Australia, we're working some of the longest hours in the OECD. Recent surveys have actually shown that a majority of Australian workers, if given the option, would rather have 2 weeks extra annual leave than take the associated pay rise. So we're actually working longer hours. We're no longer working 9 till 5. And there is a significant threat of burnout with Australian workers. So we really see an entitlement that now exists. We can kind of rejig it a little bit and really benefit Australian workers and make them more productive.
And the workers of Australia say thank you. Peter Bentley, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Fran.
Peter Bentley is the Executive Director of the Mackell Institute, which is described as a centre-left public policy think tank, and it's released a new report today making the case for a national portable long service leave scheme. It's 17 to 7.